Okay, sorry. Go on. Love you, Chris.
Thanks to the generosity of Reinvented Inc., also Peter McCann. One of the shows selected this evening will win the Oscar Wilde Award. I wanted to make sure I read this so that people understand what this is. So the Irish playwright and poet Oscar Wilde, who lived from 1854 to 1900, was a challenger of norms, an advocate for aesthetics, and a believer in art for art's sake. Wilde visited Charlottetown in 1882. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool that somebody would come to PEI. Someone other than Andrew Gables. In advance of his visit, the Daily Patriot, so we used to have two, anyways, I won't talk about that, predicted that there will no doubt be a great rush to hear and see the famous aesthete, while his love of the beauty and sense of the fitness of things will no doubt sustain many shocks in our town. We think that he cannot but be pleased with the loveliness of our island province. The day after his lecture, the newspaper appeared to have been unimpressed. His lecture is a good lecture enough, they wrote. Affection is Oscar Wilde's strong point. Affectation is us. I'm two drinks in. Two drinks and zero sleeps in. Thank you, everybody. Affectation is Oscar Wilde's strong point. Affectation in dress, affectation in manner, and affectation in speech. His want of naturalness is, we think, what affects many people so disagreeably when they hear him for the first time and causes them to rage against him so violently. Wilde was, in every essence, a nonconformist. The way he dressed, the ideas he forwarded, his later conviction, and his imprisonment for his homosexuality. The Oscar Wilde Award is presented each Island Fringe to show that most effectively celebrates nonconformity, celebrating art that is daring, that confronts new terrain, that inspires small explosions of discomfort or revelation, or affinity in the hearts of the audience. Winner of this award is selected by a diverse jury who must come to a unanimous decision. We have a couple of people who will be coming up to present that award.
We're coming!
Bijan! Get your ass out here. Yeah.
Welcome to the Bijan Show!
That comes with it, but I just think it's been such a fun accessory or addition to the Island Fringe Festival. This is the third year that we've handed this award out, and I just, every time when the winner is announced, I always cry because I'm always like, I hope they pick, and then they do, and I'm so happy about it, and anybody that wins this is always the most deserving show, so thank you, Peter, for this. It's so awesome.
Thank you, Grace, for taking my whole entire introduction. I was going to introduce the award. But what better than nonconformity than this beautiful mug? We worked really hard on the jury to come up with a decision unanimously. It was very difficult. We spent a whole...
the whole hour?
Totally.
We're talking about that was a great time with you. To talk about the plays, we went to see all 10 of them, and it was just so impressive what they all had to say about these current times, friendship, relationships, how you should get out of some relationships, and there's some relationships that are good.
Yeah, like mine.
And I'm glad I made you as a friend this weekend.
Yes.
Okay. So, what I want to say here, Bijan, is what our unanimous choice was. It's more than a monologue. It is a dialogue with us, an explanation on everything in the world today. You aren't safe on the left.
You're not safe on the right. And you're not safe if you're in the middle.
The show's topic, I can't read this.
Can't read it or write it?
Topics, the show's topics.
Yep. stayed with us after the show. So tones and topics from before time are still going to be there and will stand the test of time.
So?
Yes! 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 Okay. A little too fast. We requested a private viewing.
Wow. As somebody whose last name is O'Donoghue, doing anything honoring an Irish guy makes me very excited. I'd like to thank Rilla for helping to write the show. Thank you, though. It's just very kind. Be nice to people, even when they're weird. And I'm just really excited that a guy who is in fact a priest can get an award for making homosexuals, amongst others, feel more loved and welcome, because it's about goddamn time. Yeah! Rilla, you make Grace cry.
That's such a great award. Yeah. And I've had no sleep in 2 days.
And you're wearing an Oscar Wilde themed dress.
Oh my god. Yeah. Such a great show.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I have to say though, there's like 10 shows in this year's festival that could have won that award. Mm-hmm. Such great performance.